Mrs. Dingler.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What is your feeling this morning on the Kissinger thing? Where you can talk?
Yes, sir. I'm in the office.
Fine.
I think it came out just about as we expected and discussed. McGovern is charging deception, of course, and DePue is holding the thing up. You're postured that you're not going to be stampeded by the thing. I don't know what Henry can add, Mr. President. He was quoted this morning in the Washington Post.
Henry?
Yes. And
good God.
No, it was fine. It was perfect.
He
talked to
didn't
some,
have a news conference.
No, no.
Oh.
He talked to some foreign students. He projected, you know, the feeling of confidence and
right.
so forth, picking up on what you did. So I think that really helps to serve the thing, too. I think very definitely McGovern should be cracked and cracked hard today by Secretary Rogers.
Rogers and Laird?
Right. Absolutely, because, this man went on television last night and said we were deceiving, you know, the American people and the world on an important matter such as peace. And I think this is where the line that you use in your foreign policy speech, the line that can be used so effectively that we can't wish for peace, it's something that has to be achieved through patience. Also, we can't beg for peace,
right,
as he proposed. Mm-hmm. And I think the other line, that we won't be stampeded or rushed into an agreement by the propaganda.
Also,
of Hanoi
the point
or the
and also you
the
make
opposition.
The point that we have agreed on three fundamental things, but we've got to nail them down to be sure that they're sound. That's right. Because after all, we don't want to cease fire unless it's policed. That's what this is all about.
Right.
We don't want elections unless they're proper.
I think.
All right. Well, anyway, keep Henry cool on it. Then.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think there's any reason for him to go rushing out and having a big thing. That'd be very defensive. To do it.
I think so too.
Right.
And I think the posture that you're projecting, as you did yesterday.
Well, it may be that the only problem is I was looking at least as far as the Times and the Post give it much of a play. In other words,
but that's immaterial because it got excellent play on television.
Yeah.
And it got
what I meant is the posture on Vietnam. Did it get a play on television too?
Oh yes, it did.
Right. Well,
sure.
That's the important thing.
And on the wires and the radio and all across the country.
I was thinking. I don't know what Semple must have some burr up his tail. There were modest, highly partisan crowds. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Was he there?
Yeah. Well, yes, but you have to keep in mind that Bob's a good guy, but he's going up there to that new job.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
What's a new job?
Assistant national editor.
Oh boy! So he's just got a butter up to him. Huh?
Well, I
he must be a little sheepish about such stuff. I'd underline that and. And then show him the Chicago thing. Would you do that?
Yes, I will.
I mean, just to needle him just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, the coverage was adequate, though, wasn't it?
Yes, I thought very good.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
That's very good.
Bye.
Okay, sir.
Sure.